You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion.
Chief motivator of the show is who?
Warrior Rick.
Warrior Rick on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Rick.
Where are my soldiers at?
Hello, my friend. Hello, sir. How's it?
My soldier. Well, I'm great. My soldier women are in front. Felicity, I don't know how you deal with this man, eh?
That's
my
fine.
Soldier women are in front with our bulletproof vests. Man, you know what you've been doing? You know what you've been doing on this show tonight? You know what you've been doing?
What have I been doing, sir?
You've been giving the best. This is what you've been doing, soldier. Let me tell you what you've been doing, soldier.
What have I been doing, sir?
You have been giving the best medicine that you can give on your show. And you know what that is?
Craziness, sir?
Well, it is craziness, but it's made us all laugh, my friend. It's made us laugh. Thank God. Thank God for laughter.
Amen.
And I'm still laughing. I'm still laughing. And I'm trying to get these gas canisters in my boot, but they don't fit.
What else do you have in your boot, sir?
Don't mind the 16-inch TV. It's just the box. That's just for the that's the fire starter. That's just my fire starter. That's all.
Listen, obviously, we started the show by saying, you know, riots, all of this, what we're seeing, it's nothing new. People act as if this is the first time we've seen this in South Africa. We've seen it all over the 80s. We've seen it in the early 90s. And we've seen it across the world. George Floyd, we've seen these things before. It's nothing new. And the world keeps on turning. We'll be fine. What's your take on this?
I think we're going to be extraordinary. I think we're going to be absolutely awesome. And that's not only because I'm an internal optimist, but it's because exactly what you said, that these things go in cycles. Arab Spring and the fight in the Middle East and, you know, my home country and what they're going through and still trying to figure it out, all the social injustices, the disparity between the rich and poor. You had a guy coming on that wanted to talk about race. You should have told him, let's talk about the human race. Because it ain't just about racism. There's lots of isms. There's lots of people who are victims, and there's a lot of people who have advantage. The beautiful thing about the time we're living in now is that this is the precursor. We are in preparation for the extraordinary. Fine ain't good enough. Normal ain't good enough. What's about to happen is going to be extraordinary, but we've got to clear out faulty leadership. We've got to clear out lies. We've got to clear out deceit and corruption. And the only way that gets cleared out is a hard lesson to learn. But let me tell you something. There are folks learning it now. They're not only getting incarcerated, they're getting exposed. The light is on. And guess what? The darkness is beginning to fade. But we're not done yet. It's going to take some time. And I don't want to gloss over it because it is challenging. But in the short time I have, I want to let you know that we, as South Africans, and even this South African American, we're on the right track. Communities coming together is absolutely key. We have got to take our leaders to task, and we're going to have to start doing the heavy lifting ourselves.
You see, to me, and I said at the very beginning of the show, because I agree 100% with what you're saying, that sense of community, that common threat. And this is what we haven't really had. Now, everyone's like in the same boat. Rich, poor, black, white, Christian, Muslim. Everyone's in the same boat and understanding, oh, heaven's sake, there's a common problem here that we all have to face and have to overcome. And I think if it's not for these kind of challenges, there's no way South Africans will come together. It's as simple as that. It's almost like it has to happen.
There's no doubt. I think, you know, the saddest part for me, and I'm sure for Felicity and Joe and yourself, is the fact that we've got young, especially black children, that are being applauded, that are being coaxed and being even coerced to say that the solution is to take. We got way too many takers in the world. Way too many takers. We need more givers. And I know on
Amen.
Your show and with the organizations that I work with that it is in the giving that we receive. Our young people need to learn that it's in the giving that you receive, that sitting at home on a Monday morning and somebody wants to give you a job and you're asking them, how much? How much are you going to pay me? You're 16 years old, man. Mm. Go sweep the front yard. Take something.
Amen.
Get something out of what you can invest in. But if you don't learn investment reward, if you don't learn the balance of giving gracefully and taking gracefully, then guess what? You're going to start getting applauded and get all that adrenaline rush because you were able to sneak into a store and get some tackies. Come on, man. So what hurts me, and I think the most painful, is to watch, you know, young children in this country that are being coaxed, being applauded, being encouraged. to go get what's yours. It's your turn all of a sudden. It's not your turn. It's your opportunity. And what you do with that opportunity is what's going to determine the future of this country.
All right. Amen. Amen, Rick. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. We have too many takers, not enough givers.
Yep. No.
Give this man a Tennessee honey whiskey.
Woo! Woo! I like that.
Listen, my friend, we will. We shall overcome this too.
Oh, I love that. I love that because every obstacle is put there for a reason. We are not meant to go around it. We are meant to go through it. And right now, South Africans once again are showing their resilience. They are pulling together and they're ready to go right through it. What's on the other side is the extraordinary. Get ready.
So tell me now, for people who are scared, okay, we need to speak directly to these people because there's a lot of people. People are concerned about family members in KZN. People are concerned it's gonna come to my neighborhood, the rioting and the violence. What's the message to scared people tonight?
Acknowledge that fear is a real emotion. That having helicopters fly over your head and bullets flying by and sitting there and watching the news and listening to it, I hear you in terms of turning off the screens there because you get tired of having this constant fear. Fear is something that controls us. It controls our spirit. You don't have to have a government official control you. Just your spirit can control you by that fear. It locks you up and freezes you. Even people that fight, because you know you get freeze or fight. Even the folks that fight, that fight, they're freaked out. They're running and stampeding over people. They're running to go get ammunition. You're not in control. If your spirit is not in control because of fear, you can't act rationally. So I would let folks know that have fear, understand that to get that fear under control, that you have to recognize that these things, these times, are meant to happen for something better. That the fear that you experience is real, that it is not a facade, that it is an absolute real thing, but to calm yourself down, you're going to have to take yourself away from the news. It is not good news, trust me. If you turn it on, it's not going to be good news. Be informed. Don't be oblivious to what's happening out there, but where there is light, there is truth. And where you find that spirit of freedom, that's where you have control. You don't have control when you don't have freedom. And you can't have freedom if you're afraid. So find your freedom in your spirit that says, you know what? I'm going to turn it off and go take a walk.
Amen.
How about I just go take in some fresh air? Oh, there's a helicopter. Let me rather go back inside. But it's freedom. It's really about finding the freedom. And for especially my parents that have children, love them, care for them, speak the truth to them. Don't sugarcoat it. Tell them what we're going through now. Take them back to the BICO years. Take them back to years where the challenges were. I was here. I landed at Jan Smuts Airport. I didn't land at Oro Tambo. Tell them the truth. Tell them what has happened in history. And listen. And listen to them, and they will have, I promise you, some pearls of wisdom that will tell you what it is to be free. Because when you listen to a child, you will recognize where freedom comes from.
Rick, as usual, thank you for your pearls of wisdom. Maybe one day I get proper pearls from you. We need to make you properly rich first. But
did you say pearls?
Pearls.
Or pills? Because I'm just pearls. Trying to understand the English here.
Barrels. From oyster. Pearls. One day get pearls from you. From oyster.
Pearls. I love it. So I'm not going to go get fuel. I'm going to go get some foil. I'm going to go get some aluminum foil.
I'm doing an audition to be one day spokesperson for government departments in South Africa. Right, Rick.
I love it.
Nice talking to my friend. Thanks always, and be safe. Speak to you soon.
How about be free? I've heard be safe too much. I'm going to be free.
Be free. All right.
Thankfully.
All right, my friend. Go well. Bye-bye.
Let's go.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.